WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's mostly clear and 64 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a high around 81. In area news, the Harlan Community School District's Board of Education heard an update on the Merrill Field construction project Monday. Superintendent Justin Wagner told the board that the construction is on schedule.
At this point, the project is on schedule to be completed. Substantial completion day is August 22nd. Actually, talked to Jill this weekend down at the field. And they said could be as early as the 18th, which for us is significant because we're trying to get to the 21st, which is a soap scrimmage, to give the community the opportunity to come down and have that kind of celebration down on the field.
And the all-new scoreboard has been installed, and the bleachers are to be completed in the next 10 days or so. Wagner says there was one issue during construction.
Yamaha brought in some testing of the rock. And it wasn't draining quite the way they had hoped, and so they brought in what they call some cleaner rock, which makes it filter, and they said we'll have actually 2 or 3 more inches of rock, so it helps us to the field drain.
The school district is working with the city of Harlan to make sure that field drains properly. Wagner says other than that, the project has been going smooth.
Obviously, the lights are in, safety lanes all the way around, the sidewalk's going to start being poured all the way around. The track, the surfacing of the track will be the last thing to be done. And so when we say August 22nd, substantial completion, we hope that includes the track, but that might be a little aggressive for that. So it'll probably be a little bit later than that, but it definitely right now will be before the first home game. So the entire project is scheduled to be done before the first home game.
In other action items, the Harlan School Board approved new handbooks for the upcoming school year, a girls swimming shared agreement with Lewis Central, and a bowling stipend for head coach David Terrell. Iowa Western Community College's Board of Trustees held their regular monthly meeting in Atlantic on Monday afternoon. And during that 75-minute meeting, which was held at the Atlantic Center of Iowa Western, College President Dr. Dan Kinney introduced the newest member of the board, Marge Welch, who officially came on board June 30th and has been putting together some new initiatives for the college. Welch is originally from Afton in Union County. She started her career in higher education at Southwestern Community College, where she served for 11 years before working at the university level, Buena Vista University, in fact, for the past 8 years.
Honestly, for the last few years, I just have been struggling with internally. I think my roots are in the community college. I think that's the mission I believe most strongly in, and I think I thought it was just time for me to look around and to come back to CUNY College, and I am really honored to be here. I've admired Dan and his leadership for a long time, and everything that Iowa Western has been doing for a really long time.
In his report to the board, Dr. Kinney said summer graduation is set for 7 p.m. this Friday. Approximately 80 students are set to receive their diplomas. Fall classes at Iowa Western begin on August the 18th. Kinney was also pleased to report he received a letter recently indicating the college will be receiving another Iowa Great Lakes grant for Iowa Western's innovative program designed to keep more students enrolled and on track academically, socially, and financially for program completion.
You know, they were thanking us for the grant application and telling us what a wonderful application our folks wrote, but we were actually invited to apply because they were so impressed with what we did with the grant for the first year. And so obviously we're really succeeding, and is it called intrusive advising was what our student services people designed, and I think it's making a difference. Obviously the results were good, and so we've got a grant for a second year to continue the work on trying to increase student completions with those dollars.
The latest grant amounts to $197,340. Last year, the college received a grant amounting to more than $214,700 to help 150 students navigate through their first year of studies through weekly advising meetings, supplemental instruction, and tutoring. And Iowa Western Cass County Center Director Ann Pross reported to the Board of Trustees on the status of the construction projects and enrollment. She said the new Student Activity Center, which is currently under construction, should be finished by the fall semester and ready for occupancy by the start of the spring semester.
A few updates with our building in sense of our faculty. We now have 5 full-time faculty at the Cass County Center, and our enrollment numbers have held steady with a small amount of growth, so we're really proud of that here. A lot of that has as traditional and non-traditional, as well as our high school dual-enrolled students. Last year was the first year we had Atlantic High School, right at home here in our community, come down and participate. And that had been a long-term relationship that we needed to nurture, and we're really excited. I think they had a great year.
And she said the design technology program continues to grow.
Yeah, 13 students graduate in May, and we have about another dozen who are out in internships this summer, and receiving tremendous feedback back from the industry partners who have the students there. I don't think there's been an intern yet that is in place that hasn't been offered a job. Most of them have had multiple job offers. We have 100% placement of our first and second year group. The salaries are anywhere between $35,000 and $45,000 starting wage after graduation with design technology degrees.
Finally, with the local news, officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce report the U.S. Postal Service office here in Atlantic has received the Community Improvement Award. The Image Builders community presented the Community Improvement Award to Atlantic's post office for its improvement to the front of its building. The Community Improvement Award is given to a business that has shown that it takes pride in making Atlantic a welcoming and beautiful community. Bert Rose, a USPS employee, found old materials in the post office basement and created the scene that you can see today if you drive by the front of the post office. Elsewhere in world news, Ukraine's defense ministry says two of its military fighter jets have been shot down in the east. It says each plane may have been carrying up to two people. Meanwhile, the bodies of some of the victims of the Malaysia Airlines shoot down over eastern Ukraine have left the country on a flight to the Netherlands, where they will be identified. Most of the 298 who died were Dutch. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon says there's still work to be done in negotiations to broker a truce between Israel and Hamas militants, but Secretary of State John Kerry says progress is being made. The two have been meeting in Jerusalem today in hopes that an agreement will lead to an end to more than 2 weeks of bloodshed. More than 630 Palestinians have been killed and about 30 Israelis. There's no word yet on when U.S. airlines will resume flights to and from Israel. Airlines halted those flights yesterday after a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip landed near Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration imposed a 24-hour ban on flights to Israel. U.S. Airlines must get the go-ahead from the FAA in order to resume any flights. And authorities are expected to make arrests after cyber thieves accessed the accounts of more than 1,000 StubHub customers and bought tickets for events through the online ticket reseller. StubHub says the thieves did not break through its security but got account holders' login and password information from data breaches at other websites. The company says it detected the unauthorized transactions last year and customers have been given refunds. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Dean Luxford, age 94, of Shelby, died Friday. Funeral services for Dean Luxford will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Jackie Dean Phippen, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jackie Phippen will be today at 1 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Clayton Harvey, Jr., age 67, of Altoona and formerly of Omaha, died Monday. Funeral services for Clayton Harvey, Jr. will be today at 2:30 at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Herman Leon Maxson, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Herman Maxson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Esther Nymella, age 98, of Panora, died Sunday. Graveside services for Esther Nymella will be on Saturday at 3:30 at the Pleasant Center Cemetery near Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned for June Anderson. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN.